Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have my friend and special guest in the studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner, operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be back. And again, hopefully we can give some great information to your listeners and be of value to them.
Excellent. Excellent. I know you will. You're always full of wonderful information. And for our listeners, write down this phone number. You are going to be very interested. If this service is in your anywhere on your radar, you're going to want to reach out to Ben. It's 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005, and that's the toll-free number for Home Downsizing Solutions. And then you could also go online. It's a brand-new website. It's an awesome site. Check it out at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, remind us again, tell us about the services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. One of the things I guess I like to, a phrase I like to use is we provide the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to sell a house and downsize or move into senior living. We attempt to do everything that we can to make it as easy and stress-free for the homeowner and the families involved. Often, there, of course, you know there are families involved to help a person get from point A to point B. And especially if they're out of the area, if there's multiple siblings involved, we, by being able to buy the house in its as-is condition, with or without all the stuff, and allow a person to stay in the house sometimes for up to 90 days, sometimes or more if we have arrangements for that, just doing everything that we can to make selling the house and moving to senior living or downsizing as easy as possible so that the family doesn't have to stress about that house.
You know, I am going to speak with one of my latest clients about Home Downsizing Solutions. Long story short, we were going to look for a place for both the husband and wife. Unfortunately, he very unexpectedly passed away, and they did not see that one coming. I mean, he had some health issues, but this was a total surprise. Horrible situation. And so I had to shift gears and then look for placement just for mom rather than mom and dad. And so it kind of narrowed the scope a little bit, a little closer to the kids' house. And the kids are saying, hey, we don't want to deal with the house. She's saying, I want out of the house. and she's kind of throwing a lot of stuff away, and she's wanting to move fairly soon. So that might be kind of a perfect opportunity for Home Downsizing Solutions to come in, and you buy the house as is. In as is condition, you can take what you need and just walk away.
Correct. If a person doesn't want to or isn't able to do repairs and updates, if the house needs that, that's the typical house that we work with does need some repairs and updating. If they don't want to get the house into a show-ready condition and have showings or have the house kept in show-ready condition and prepared for showings at any given time, then we can be an excellent alternative to a traditional listing. So again, we just do whatever we can to make it as easy as possible for the person to or family to sell that house and focus on the more important things, which is getting a parent or loved one to a better place for them.
Yep, absolutely. And the niche that you have really developed and carved out over all of these years is really focusing on a senior looking to move from their home to a senior care community. That's kind of a segment, if you will, that you serve very, very well.
Well, thank you. That's obviously what I've tried to do for years. Again, the first 10 years that I was in this business, I focused, really didn't focus on any specific place, and quite frankly, wasn't quite sure why a person would sell a house in any other manner besides through an agent.
Yeah.
But it was after the 2008 market correction that more and more seniors or people that owned their house a long time didn't have to sell. They had no absolute need to sell, but they wanted to. And so they found the services that we offer, making it very easy to sell the house in its as-is current condition, with or without the stuff. And they could just easily move to the new home that they wanted to get into. And so that's what really taught me about how important the service was and why now I focus on helping people that want to downsize and move to senior living.
Absolutely. If this is on your radar, if this is raising some questions and you're like, well, now, wait a minute, maybe we need to look into that, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online to the brand new website. It's a very nice website, homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, speaking of the traditional real estate market, I'm hearing that houses, at least in the Midwest and especially where I live, they're still going, 20 showings in a day and 10 offers over list. So it's still very, very hot in our area.
In general, I think that's correct. Even though interest rates have doubled or so, approximately, in the last 12 months or so, because of that, some of the issues are that people aren't selling their house and moving, because if they sold their house, if they have a 3% interest rate on, they don't want to buy a different house and now be looking at a 6 or 7% interest rate.
Yeah.
So people are staying put, which is reducing the supply of housing on the market. And so that's, even though interest rates have gone up as much as they have, it's still, a pretty good market for sellers out there. I'd say from what I've seen and heard, it's more difficult for if a person has, again, repairs, if a house needs repairs and updates, maybe not quite so much of a hot market than it was 12 months ago. But certainly if a house is in great condition and is what buyers are looking for, then it still is a very difficult market to find a home.
Yeah.
And a very good market if you're looking to sell.
And that's right. And I guess the caveat is there is demand if that is a walk-in, livable, ready-to-go house that's in basically new condition or it's been completely updated, overhauled, and the new buyer just literally walks in, and they set up shop and they don't have to do anything. If you're in a house that your parents have lived in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's probably not in retail ready. I wouldn't think.
Correct. And that typically I would agree with you there that most retail buyers are going to see you know, some dating, some things that need to be updated, some repairs that need to be done. And yes, they're going to be more critical of that house that doesn't have new kitchens, new bathrooms, all the new things. And that's a big question. If a person wants to sell a house, do you want to call contractors? Do you want to work with get multiple contractors for bids and everything that comes with that to ensure that all the work is being done up in good quality too? So yeah. You don't just want something done and thrown together. So that's all things that a person needs to take into account if the house does need repairs and updates, of which avenue to sell that house is best for them.
And a lot of these older homes that need, you know, repairs, updates, et cetera, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $50,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the house and a lot of other factors. But I'll tell you what, if I'm the adult children and I've kind of inherited this house, I don't think I want to deal with all that. I would rather just call you and say, hey, why don't we just talk about selling this as is so I can just really conveniently just walk away.
Correct. It's, you know, you watch all the DIY shows and it's a great thought of bringing in people and making a house brand new again. And some people are very good at that. But if a family is, especially if a family is the siblings or the kids are out of the area and they need to help the parent or loved one get to someplace better, then it can turn into a nightmare as well.
Yeah, I personally would not want to take that on. Yeah. Right. So again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online at homedownsizing.com. We'll have more with Ben coming up in just a minute. But first of all, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
A person to become a franchisee with Home Downsizing Solutions does not have to be a real estate professional. And I'm primarily looking for a person that is possibly or probably already in the senior living space or providing services to seniors in some manner and would like or understands, I guess, and sees the value of providing a real estate solution to seniors that want to sell a house and downsize. And so if a person wants to be of value to seniors, that's really what we're looking for with that. But yes, a person does not have to be a real estate professional to purchase a franchise.
Okay, that is really good to know. And I think it's really important to cover that because I think a lot of people probably think, oh, well, you have to be a realtor. Or they, mm-hmm. they make some assumptions that, well, that's not totally true.
That's correct. A person does not have to be a licensed agent in order to become involved with this.
And in fact, you don't have to be a licensed agent at all to buy someone's house in an as-is condition and help them, you know, with that transition to that next step into senior care, et cetera. You don't, that's a license not required at all.
Correct. In my case, I do have a license. For me personally, I think that's a good thing because sure. that way I can offer a homeowner multiple solutions. If I was just an agent and wanted to just list houses, I've known of circumstances where agents have pushed a homeowner in that one direction because that was the only solution they could provide. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if a homeowner or a home buyer is not licensed, then they're hesitant to offer any other solution. So that's another reason why we're a great fit for people, is because we can offer multiple solutions for getting a house sold for individuals.
Just another reason to reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. I almost said homedownsizingsolutions.com. That still works, doesn't it?
That does still work. Yes. Either way.
Okay, but we're going to shorten it up, make it so easy to remember, homedownsizing.com. All right. And then, Ben, on the break, you had mentioned another service and just another way to help your clients getting creative.
Correct. The one thing that I've always tried to do over the 25 plus years now that I've been in this business is always trying to stay in front of competition, I guess you might say, always trying to, more importantly, provide the services that people want from a home buying company, and provide the best services with the best value for them. And so one thing that I'm considering offering is the ability for people to sell a house and stay in the house. So some people may have heard of those services out there. There's not a lot of them, but I think there are a couple of them that are out there. Mm-hmm. And so I am considering adding that to our list of services as well. So if a person wants to stay in a house, but especially... And to step back a little bit, I have heard that I think up to 90% of seniors want to stay in their house as long as possible.
That is absolutely a fact.
That is a fact. And,
yep.
And I don't blame them a bit. If I was comfortable in my home that I've been in for years and years, I think I'd want to stay in the house too. And so I think a lot of times, or sometimes I should say, a person wants to stay in a house, but maybe there are modifications that need to be made to the house in order to be safe in that house. And that's something that I think we could do if we were to purchase a house, make the modifications that a person wants or needs, mm-hmm. and then let the person rent the house back or have some type of arrangement. Mm-hmm. If they need in-home care, I think we could work that into the equation as well.
Okay.
So again,
that's more
just
of
looking,
a kind of a turnkey approach in with that type of a service.
Correct. Again, just looking to take what a person, a homeowner, wants to see happen and figure out how we can best serve them for that.
Okay, that sounds very, very interesting. So yet, this is, again, another way to serve clients and meet their needs, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. Some people may want to sell their house, and maybe they're ready to move to a senior care community, but it might be a few weeks or maybe a month and a half before their assisted living apartment's available. So that's the solution for them. Maybe this is a retail sale solution. Ben can help you with that. Maybe you want to stay in the house, but you want to sell the house and then have that wrapped into this holistic approach with home modifications, bringing in care, et cetera. So all of these solutions are available to you. Again, with Ben Socheck from Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's not forget to mention your book. I looked at that again, and it's loaded with great information.
Well, thanks, Steve. That's obviously what I have tried to do by creating that, is to give a person that is looking to downsize or sell a house and downsize or move to senior living as much information about the process of selling a house as I can. The other thing that I'll mention here today is I am looking at writing another book.
Okay.
That is hopefully going to be of more value to individuals. It would have the same content as this, Home Downsizing Secrets, does, but also have more information about the different steps before selling a house.
Okay.
And you might say the different services available or that could be available to help a person that wants to sell a house and downsize. So, senior placement services, for instance, senior move managers. And so I think there's a lot of other information that I can incorporate into that book again, to have the book be of more value. And that's something that I'm always trying to do. And so if your listeners have any ideas of what they would like to see in the book that would help them out, I'm always open to new ideas, of course.
Absolutely. So give your feedback. First of all, request a copy of the book. Ben, how much is the book?
The book is free.
Okay. And what's it called again?
Home Downsizing Secrets.
Okay. And how would they get in touch with you and request a copy of Home Downsizing Secrets?
They can go to the website, homedownsizingsecrets.com, and the book is free. They just pay shipping and handling. And that's really the best way to contact us for the book at this point.
Okay. And if you have any ideas, just say, hey, Ben, I think this would be a good idea for your next book. So that's really cool that you're writing another one. Again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again, Steve. And as always, hopefully the listeners receive some value. And if they have any ideas what they'd like me to speak about in regards to downsizing, I'd love to talk about that.
Excellent. Excellent. Reach out to Ben right away, and he will take great care of you. And with that, don't go away. We'll be right back in just a minute.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, have you heard the latest?
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, this is from, in case you have not heard, it's kind of exciting and kind of anticlimactic, if you will. This is from NBC News, April the 10th. Biden signs bill ending the COVID national emergency.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's right. President Joe Biden on, this would have been this last Monday, signed into law a Republican-backed resolution. Why do they always have to do all of that? This stuff, all this political stuff just drives me nuts. Anyway, signed a resolution that immediately terminates the COVID virus national emergency, first declared, if you can believe this, a little over 3 years ago, March 2020. That seems like not very long ago, and it also seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? All at the same time, everything that all of us went through, oh my goodness. The measure ends the national emergency a month earlier than the Biden administration had planned. A separate public health emergency tied to COVID will remain until May the 19th. And I'm not even going to get into all that one, because that one kind of drives me crazy. The vote to end the national emergency before May has caused the administration to wind down some of its emergency programs more quickly over the past few months and notify those affected by the change. Among the affected programs are mortgage forbearance at the Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and relaxed Veteran Affairs Department requirements for home visits to evaluate eligibility for caregiver assistance, the official said. And it goes on to say, you know, a bunch of other stuff. So basically, you know, how do you feel about the COVID-19 national emergency officially coming to an end? I think most of us are just way, way, way over it. However, some people, and again, I'm not going to get political or critical. Some people just can't let it go. And they're still falling for all of the fear mongering that you see on some of these television channels, because it's control through fear. They're still trying to do it. So don't fall for it. I think we're all pretty much over it. So then my question was, well, how does this affect the healthcare industry? Because as you recall, I had some senior care in the news reports about the healthcare industry. It was already critically short on staffing. And then the healthcare industry basically mandated that everyone working in healthcare, you must be vaccinated. Well, guess what? A whole bunch of people said, nah, I don't think so. I'll just go do something else. And they left. And this has caused a catastrophic staffing shortage all throughout our entire healthcare system. So I wondered, well, how is this affecting the healthcare industry? This is from CBS News, March 21st. From addiction treatment to nursing homes, the end of COVID emergency will bring changes across U.S. healthcare system. The Biden administration's decision to end the COVID-19 public health emergency in May will institute sweeping changes across the healthcare system that go far beyond many people having to pay more for COVID tests. So if I don't know if you have tried to pick up a COVID test here recently. I actually did. And I said, yeah, I think my insurance will pay for $8 a month. And they said no. And I had to sign this piece of paper. Everything was different. And they said, your insurance will now pay for $8 per year per person in your household. So they're cutting way, 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 way back on that, which I think is okay. All right. So that if you are out of test, we had a couple of tests left. We wanted to run a couple tests on our kids. We just want to make sure. And they were outdated. So we went to get some new ones, and I found that out. I found that out just about a week ago. But we have a lot of other changes here. In response to the pandemic, the federal government in 2020 suspended many of its rules on how care is delivered, and that transformed essentially every corner of American healthcare, from hospitals and nursing homes to public health and treatment for people recovering from addiction. So it goes on to say that as the government prepares to reverse some of those steps, here's a glimpse of the ways patients will be affected. So training rules for nursing home staff get stricter. And basically, I'll just paraphrase it. The rules were relaxed during COVID because of this catastrophic staffing shortage, the rules for training and bringing in new folks, they were relaxed. But now they're going to go back to the original guidelines, which, by the way, we're going the wrong way here. So we already lost all these people, and guess what? Most of them, they're not coming back. Even if you say, oh, hey, listen, we want you back now, you don't have to be vaccinated. They're like, nah, I don't think so. I'm done. So now that we're dealing with this catastrophic staffing shortage with relaxed training and implementation policies, now we're going to go back to the original one, which would make everything a lot more strict. I think it's actually going to make things worse. I agree we need to go back to the original guidelines, but it's just going to make things worse. Okay, and then it goes on to say treatment threatened for people recovering from addiction. So some changes to substance abuse and addiction treatment and response. So it went on in quite some detail about how the changes will occur there. Hospitals return to normal, and then it says somewhat, kind of, sort of, right? So during the pandemic, CMS has tried to limit problems that could arise if there weren't enough healthcare workers to treat the patients. So they ended up using, you know, a lot more nurse practitioners and physician assistants and that sort of thing when caring for Medicare patients. And then once the emergency ends, all of those exceptions will disappear. And then surveillance of infectious diseases, there will be changes in the way that COVID is tracked and reported. So again, nowhere in that article does it mention that the vaccine mandate will be lifted for healthcare workers. It does not go that far. Now, maybe it's coming, but I have not read that yet. So I'm really, really interested to see where this is going to end up. So will they lift the vaccine requirement for healthcare workers? Here's another question. Our military, we're not recruiting. We have a lot of people leaving. We have very, very low recruitment right now for multiple reasons, but part of that is that vaccine requirement. So are you going to lift the vaccine requirement for our military? I'm going to be watching out for that. And then I swear I'm not dreaming this. Just like that, the next article I read. So, oh, by the way, the pandemic's over. And then the next article, CDC warns of Ebola-like disease. And I'm like, and this one was from Fox News, but it was reported by a bunch of other outlets, right? So there's one from CBS, one from NBC, one from Fox. So all these are mainstream media outlets. But I'm sitting there going, okay, so you're losing your power because of the fear. Fear drives people to depend on you, which then produces power. From Fox News, Marburg virus. I think I'm saying that right. CDC warns U.S. public health officials of Ebola-like disease. And it's going on to talk about this, advising the American public health officials and doctors to be on the outlook. Be afraid. Fear. Tremble. Listen to us so that we can control you some more. That's what it feels like. Remember when COVID was winding down and kind of hit a big lull in there? Oh, monkeypox, beware, monkeypox. And then COVID started to rear up and raise its ugly head again. Now it's officially declared the emergency. I mean, it's still here. It's still a dangerous disease, but it's nothing anywhere like it used to be. But now all of a sudden, Ebola. Marburg. So here's the bottom line is use your common sense and don't get too wound up about it. Because, again, according to our administration, President Biden signs a bill ending the COVID national emergency.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so let me just roll out a little teaser for you here. So I am having a brand new website built, and man, this thing is nice. This is going to be super nice. It is. It's going to be built properly for, you know, all of the technological reasons, but it is going to be loaded with information. You are going to love it. And it says just right out of the gate, Senior Care Consulting, a placement service with integrity. I love that. And it says find the right senior care community. There again, it's loaded with tons and tons of just educational information that can help you kind of move along your journey in that search and selection process. It's going to talk about what assisted living is, memory care, long-term care, talk about continuing care, retirement communities, all of the differences, all of the similarities, might put some average pricing in there, talks about Senior Care Consulting, my firm, and what we offer. Again, that placement service with integrity. It's also going to differentiate why we are different. What do you mean, Steve? Different from what? Why is Senior Care Consulting something different in the marketplace? And if you remember, I think I talked about it, I think it was last week, maybe a couple weeks before that. But Senior Care Consulting is now expanding all across the nation. And we're different than the free referral services. There's a whole huge industry out there with all these free referral services. And again, I'm not going to belabor the point today, but they're free to you because these services, these people, these companies, they don't work for you. That's why they're free for you. They're not objective. They're not working in your best interest. They're trying to fill their clients' buildings. That's it. That's the whole point. And then their clients pay them thousands, big time money in kickbacks to convince you to pick one of the places that they have a marketing and sales and marketing agreement with. That's it, basically. That's the long and the short of it. We have nothing to do with that. We will never have anything to do with that. Senior Care Consulting, we don't receive any reimbursement from any senior care provider, period. That's because we work directly for our clients. And a term that I'm going to start using more and more frequently, because I think most people understand what this is. We use a fiduciary type of an approach, meaning we are obligated to work in our client's best interest. Well, the first step in working in your client's best interest is that you work for your clients, right? Directly for the families in need, directly for the individuals and the families in your clients who are going through that search and selection process, and they need some help from a professional. So that's why we're different. We're going to explain all of that in detail. It will be just as clear as a bell. We're going to have a resources page, again, with just tons of information. And then we're going to also talk about own a business that makes a difference. And it will go on to say, as a senior care consulting franchisee, you will help families and individuals find the most appropriate senior care community, meeting their exact needs. And it goes on to say, pour your passion into a service that makes a difference. Enjoy work-life balance and operate a purpose-driven business that you can be proud of. So it goes on to talk about that. And there's, I mean, there's going to be a statistics page. You can sign up for an e-newsletter and a lot of emails with a lot of information that will be going out. We're going to have a blog section that will be robust. And man, I can't wait to see this. It's in development. I'm hoping that by May 1, this thing's up and running. I think June 1 at the latest. But anyway, this thing is just going to be super, super nice, super excited to share that with you. And when that's ready to go, and you can visit the website now. It's not a bad website. This new one though, woo! Oh, it's going to be so nice. I think you're really going to like it. And then here recently, I've had a lot of calls, and I've had emails and even some texts asking, so now what is it that you do again at Senior Care Consulting? And as you've heard me say many times before on the program, if I get a lot of the same question, I just kind of feel a nudge to share that with the national audience through the radio program, because if I'm hearing about that, and it's a similar question or the same question over and over and over in a short time frame, then I think I need to answer that, because I think a lot more people might want to know that. So simply put, Senior Care Consulting helps our clients, families and individuals, through the search and selection process. We help them determine exactly what they need, then help them find the best place available when searching for an assisted living community, a memory care community, long-term care, that's also known by a lot of folks as a nursing home. I've also mentioned many times the industry does not like the nursing home term because it comes with a lot of baggage and stereotype. Okay, I generally describe that as long-term care. That's that medical model for 24/7 medical care. And then we can also help our clients, again, individuals and couples. I mean, gosh, I'm working with a lot of couples right now. Searching for a continuing care retirement community. And so what we do is, first of all, we offer a free consultation. I would invite you to reach out for a free consultation to see how we might be able to help you. That phone number is 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. But in the free consultation, it's very educational. We cover a lot of ground. But if you should decide to move forward, and most of our most of the individuals and families and couples that we meet with, they're like, wow, that sounds exactly what we need. Yeah, let's go ahead and get this process started. We conduct a geriatric care assessment, again, to determine exactly what you need. We research the entire marketplace to identify your top options. We tour those top options with you and ask a lot of questions and gather a lot of information. And then we produce a report that has all of that information discovered to help you make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. Again, that's the very short version of what we do every single day since 2002. And if you need help, or if you know someone that needs help, again, reach out, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.